we have so many students who come in here when they just need kind of a rest, you know, a place to come where nobody's snarling at them, you know, and unfortunately, you know, it's tough. So this is like an oasis.
The Oasis is a two-room office at Delgado Community College. It's called Single Stop. And this guy is Jay Welch.
And I am a staff attorney with Southeast Louisiana Legal Services. And I work here at the Single Stop office as an attorney on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's not unusual to have the whole day filled, and if three people don't show up, we get four to take their place.
Single Stop helps Delgado students navigate all sorts of confusing extracurricular hurdles, like financial counseling, financial aid, budgeting money, and getting set up to receive a tax refund. There are Single Stops at over 100 community colleges in the United States, but this one, in New Orleans, is the only one that has an attorney right there. In-house. See, the average Delgado Community College student makes about $13,000 a year. About a third of them work, part or full time, and a third also have one or more children at home. On top of this, they're going to school. Often they're the first in their families to go to school.
This is their second shot at life, and they may have some serious problems in their background, but they're moving beyond that.
Juggling school, job, and home is hard enough, but if you're also going through a divorce, or a custody case, or bankruptcy, or possible mortgage foreclosure, disentangling your legal situation can be totally overwhelming and expensive. Welch says helping students through this legal world is huge.
If you're trying to study and you're in, say, a bad marriage or there was domestic violence, well then having that judgment saying you're divorced or you've got custody of your child, that takes a 10-ton weight off of your shoulders.
And there are other legal problems that can ruin a student's professional life. See, Delgado has a strong allied health program. Students train to go into professions like nursing or to be surgical technicians or pharmacy technicians. If you want to be, say, a nurse or a sheriff's deputy, you can't get a license if you have anything on your criminal record, not even a misdemeanor. Any mistake you made as a kid, in order for it to not ruin your adult future, you need to have it expunged, taken off the public record.
It's a formality more than anything else, but the problem is, and this is often in law, the formality is what gets you to the substantive issue, which is your license.
Southeast Louisiana Legal Services helps Delgado students get over this small but very significant legal obstacle. Take this nursing student who didn't want us to use her name for confidentiality reasons. She's a mother, she gets great grades, which you have to in order to even get into nursing school, and she didn't know that a traffic misdemeanor might derail her entire career. She found that out once she was already in nursing school.
And I went to my teacher at the time and confided in her, and I said, you know, what am I supposed to do? Do I have a chance? And she was like, I don't know, you know, you should go talk to Single Stop. And from there on, they took me under their wing, and it meant so much because I felt like he was, you know, in my court. You know, I'm not in it alone.
What did you pay for these legal services that saved your career life?
Only the court costs. All the filing, the paperwork, the documents was all done for free. And I will forever be grateful for Single Stop and Southeast Louisiana Legal Services and what they've provided for me as a student, as a single mom, trying to better myself. I would have never been able to afford the legal services that they provided.
Southeast Louisiana Legal Services provides free legal aid in 25 parishes. Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.